Breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, plenty to talk about tonight, whether you've got comments on the shooting in Colorado, observations, thoughts on that. You're certainly welcome to do that. 855-450-FREE is a toll-free number. There's another update that I wanted to share. Last hour, we talked about John Brennan, who is the man who stripped naked in the Portland airport. He's been found not guilty in a bench trial, and good for him on that. Normally, bench trials don't tend to go very well, at least not for me. It's harder, in my opinion, to convince a judge of the fact that you are innocent than it is, I believe, to convince a jury. But in this case, the judge absolutely ruled in his favor and allowed essentially him to be naked in the airport for protest purposes. According to the law, he did not get undressed with the intent of arousing the sexual desire of another person. And if you saw this guy, you'd see that's absolutely the case. Brennan, it says here that the prosecutor is worried, though, that anybody now could get naked and claim that they were doing it for protest purposes, that they weren't intending to arouse anyone's sexual desire. And why should nudity arouse anyone's sexual desire in the first place? This was something that...
Because it's hot, sexy. Like, some naked bodies are really nice to look at.
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's a naked body is just a naked body. And really, unless there's something sexual going on with it, then I...
Wait a second. So okay, let's take someone who you are in a sexual relationship with, and they're in their clothes, and then they disrobe. That doesn't, like, do it for you?
Well, you could say that the process of the disrobing could be could have a sexual intent, I suppose, and that's kind of what the law was written around.
So I could take my clothes off right now, and you just be like, "That's cool."
Yeah, man. Whatever.
How about you, Bo?
There would be, certainly some shock value, but
shock value. But would
you get an erection?
No, I got a webcam.
Oh, only because the cam's here?
Because men are typically much more visually stimulated, so I'm curious. I mean, I don't have, I could see a naked guy, and I don't know,
maybe I'm just unusual.
I usually only see naked guys if I'm having sex with them. I don't typically see men naked in other situations,
That I wonder if it would be less taboo if say, for instance, everyone was just naked.
Well, right.
Should try it. We should just get naked right now.
If nudity were more commonplace, unfortunately, we would violate the terms of service of Livestream, which is providing our webcam for us here tonight. So we probably can't do that.
We could turn the webcam off and we could just tell them what it's like.
We totally could. but if more people were naked, then I think Bo's right that people would be more acclimated to it. It would be not such a big deal. In fact, you look at nudist camps, for instance, as an example. They don't tolerate perverts at nudist camps because people are naked everywhere. So if you come in there with the intention of getting off on naked people being around, you're not going to be welcome there.
Right, right. The norm is just a voluntary, it's... a peaceful area, their peace is just them in their skin, and
the
so for somebody
suit.
So somebody to come in there, like you're saying, and to do perverted things or whatever,
they're not going to last very long in that community. They'll
right.
be ostracized, they'll be asked to leave. And so certainly I think that there are people out there that could be turned on by nudity, and maybe that's because they've been oppressed, they were depraved, or when they were growing up had very sexually restricted parents that didn't talk about sex, or they had something happen to them where they were abused sexually. Who knows what starts that, but I think by nature I don't think that there's anything inherently sexual about people being naked. Because if people were running around naked, then you wouldn't be turned on all the time, right? So it's the lack of the nudity that maybe is what creates that for people.
Right. I definitely think that context is what makes it either sexual or not.
We'd like to hear from you on this, though, if you've got some thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Is nudity by default sexual? I say not at all. But let's go to you and your thoughts here. 855-450-3733. Just a couple more points here from the article. This is, by the way, over at Huffington Post, about the naked guy in Portland Airport. It says here that Portland would be an interesting test case for such a question. After all, it's the city with the World Naked Bike Ride, before which police simply send out a light admonition to all riders, at least wear a helmet and shoes. As Brennan left the stand on Wednesday, he said his protest was also intended to give the TSA an idea of the effect that its policies had on travelers, especially the body scanners that produce images of passengers without clothes on. He said, I wanted to show them it's a two-way street. I don't like a naked picture of me being available. Let's go to Mike. He's in California. And Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Mike?
Hi.
In California.
Mike Miller. Yeah, hi.
What's on your mind today?
I really like what you're doing.
Thanks.
You're doing,
go ahead, sir.
The show, I mean.
So tell me what's on your mind, sir.
I really disagree with, naked pictures. Man, that's disrespectful, man.
What is disrespectful?
I think this,
you can't really do that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Oh, that was disgusting.
Really tacky and lame. 855-450-FREE, and it didn't go out on the air either, so you failed.
But oh, good. See, you have a 10-second.
Right. We have neat technology called Dump Machine that makes it so people who have really lame
prank
calls.
You got dumped, buddy.
Yeah. I love a good prank call. I think it's always worth pointing this out whenever we have to dump a lame call like that. I love a good crank call. Call in with a fake character. Like, we've had a guy calling himself Cobra Commander, the old G.I. Joe nemesis, doing a voice the entire time. We've had all a variety of character callers call in to just say ridiculous, funny things to us. And, you know, you can try to fool us and have fun with us, and that's all good. But if you want to get on the air and just, you know, throw out a couple dirty words, that's just not going to fly. Sorry. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. So again, you know, looking at the Puritan nature of this country, I think that's where this comes from. I mean, the history of the U.S. has always been one of sexual repression. And I think that when somebody is sexually repressed, it has kind of deviant ways of manifesting itself. Have you ever observed that?
I don't know. You know, it's funny, my kids are all different, and, you know, I can only speak from my own example and things, but some of my kids are more shy or whatever, more conservative, less conservative, or what have you, and I don't think any of them, just with a mom like me, I mean, we talk about everything, and mm-hmm. everything, we're just really open about everything, and you know, one of my children is incredibly conservative, probably will be a virgin until marriage. I mean, just really is very much, you know, that way and always has been. And then, you know, another one is like, I don't think so. I mean, so they have different outlooks and everything, and their own personal value, you know, system and everything. So I don't necessarily think that being conservative comes from being or being modest comes from being prudish. Sometimes you're modest because you have a value about something.
Well, I wasn't
something.
Suggesting modesty necessarily as much as I was sexual deviance.
Oh, I thought you were saying, I thought you were talking about puritanical, like,
no,
prudishness.
But no, like, okay, so last night, we didn't talk about this on the air, Michelle, and if we are going to talk about it on the air, we have to be careful in the way we describe it because it's pretty graphic. But you have this guy that you know somewhere in California who
yeah.
is involved in the pornography industry. And pornography spans a gamut of, you know, of intensity, if you will. And this guy is involved in some pretty gross stuff.
Yep.
And
way out there.
Like abusive horrifying kind of pornography. And you have to know, you have to wonder, where does that come from? That's not a natural, it doesn't seem natural
to public me. Disgrace, I think, is what it's called.
So that comes out of something. And I think that sort of behavior comes out of sexual repression. People not being feeling free to talk to their parents about sex and things like that. But we can come back and talk more about it. 855-450-FREE.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now. More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, over at freetalklive.com and all the features we give away. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. If you love freedom and you want other people to be free as well as yourself and are willing to work toward that and willing to get active in whatever way you think is best, maybe that's getting active in the political scene or doing civil disobedience or creating media or doing street theater or whatever it is that you think is interesting, there are people up here who want to join you. So go to freestateproject.org and get signed up with over 11,000 others. Nearly 12,000 people have signed up on board for the Free State Project. We want to reach 20,000, so we still have a little ways to go to reach that goal. But there are already 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So people are not waiting. They're just going ahead and making the move. They're making plans to get here and to get active. Just at the last Social Sundays, which is a weekly social event we have in Keene, there were two brand new movers. One of them had moved up kind of around the, well, I guess he'd kind of come to visit during Porkfest and then moved shortly thereafter. And another guy moved up from Michigan. So people coming from all over the place, all around the country, and even around the world to join the Free State Project because it's an idea that makes sense. You get together with people that are willing to get active, and you can have so much more of an effect. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more and to get signed up. That's freestateproject.org. We can continue talking about sexual deviancy and where it comes from. I think it's fascinating. It's sad at the same time as well, because I feel terrible for some of the people engaging in some of the acts that I've seen.
I wonder if they can have fulfilling, romantic, loving, sexual relationships.
I don't know, but you told me that the lady that runs the porn site that that this guy works for that is like a multimillionaire. So she's certainly making plenty of money.
She bought the San Francisco Armory, so I'm assuming she is. And she's running. It's 200,000 square feet, and they're doing they do tours. It's kink.com.
Well, you didn't have to plug the site, but now people know exactly what we're talking about.
Sorry.
It's fine. I mean, beware.
Yeah.
If you go to this site, beware. It could possibly be disturbing for you. But where does that come from? Because some people are really into it. I know that one of the hosts on this network, or the LRN.FM network, Michael Dean, is, he's into some of that stuff, I think. He's talked about some interest in that. So, it's always interesting to hear people's stories. I remember hearing one guy tell a story about how he got into being tied up. He claimed that when he was young, he was really into Harry Houdini and other magicians, as a lot of young people are. Magic's cool, especially when you're a child. And so he would tie himself up and attempt to escape from, his
bonds. And he'd probably be, rubbing around.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, he was, squirming around trying to get out of his bonds one day, and I guess aroused himself, and ever since then has only been able to get off.
Those associations
See, this is what I wonder about, people who don't actually get to talk about these things with their parents, for instance, so they end up going...
They hide it.
Right, yeah. So, they end up interacting with people at the state, for instance, so they're getting state health educated, if you will. And
sure. And parents could be afraid to talk to their kids about these sorts of things, not just from a personal, their own sexual repression issues, but also, worrying about what the state might do to them.
The only time my mother ever slapped me was when I was in third grade. She ever spanked me or anything. I was in third grade.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I asked her. Some girls were being really nasty.
Spanked on the behind or across the face?
Across the face.
Okay.
Some girls were being really nasty at the playground I was at, and they said something about me having an abortion. I didn't know what that was, so I went home and I said to my mom, I said, did I have an abortion? And whack!
Oh, wow. And, that's inappropriate.
Right. And she told me later she was just so scared she didn't even know what to say, and it just freaked her out. Right now, ridiculous. But in any case, you can rest assured I didn't find out until 4 years later what an abortion was. There wasn't the internet, and I was afraid to even...
Yeah.
I mean, it was something that must be so terrible.
Well, you figure if you bring that word up to anybody else, you get slapped.
Exactly. So, yeah.
We can go to you and your thoughts. You don't have to necessarily talk about this one issue. You can bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE. Dustin is on the line listening in Decatur at WBHP. Hey, Dustin.
In a world where sexuality is accepted.
Well, hey, that sounds like a good day for me. This is one of those things, brother. How y'all doing tonight?
Is it Bill Clinton?
That's a pretty good impression, if that is a Bill Clinton.
Bill, what
are you doing living in Huntsville? I thought you lived in Arkansas.
Well, you know, I had to get me a little penthouse suite over here. There's some nice southern broads over here, so, you know.
So what's going on out there? I mean, tell me more about your penthouse or whatever it is you're doing.
Well, you know, it's a multi-million-dollar penthouse in Huntsville, Alabama, you know.
There aren't any multi-million-dollar penthouses.
How do you know that?
I used to live there.
Come on. That doesn't mean there aren't any penthouses, really.
There are no multi-million-dollar penthouses in Huntsville, Alabama. There aren't any buildings over, like, 6 feet tall.
We've got the Westin over here at the Bridge Street. I mean, it's a nice, high-class place.
This is pretty good.
Is that overlooking, like, Witt's Barbecue?
That's terrible, Bill. You shouldn't be talking to these folks about your penthouse. That's terrible.
Now, it's pretty rare that you get a multiple personality crank caller. Most of the time when someone cranks the show, they have one personality. So I have to say that that's pretty unusual, and you get points for that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I'd like to say hello to all my friends. And thank you for coming to play today.
Thank you, Dustin.
Oh, Barney.
Appreciate the call. Great call.
That was nice.
Good ones. 855-450-FREE. See, now that's the kind of call that's going to get on the air. That's no problem. He was totally, you know, totally clean. He didn't say anything that we had to jump, and we had fun.
But then he ended it with Barney. That's a little perverted.
Was it? Oh, what, really?
You didn't know that was Barney's
voice? Why is Barney perverted? I mean,
the purple dinosaur?
What's perverted about Barney? I mean, he's just a character.
Oh.
I think she's talking about the guy in the suit.
Yeah.
What? Was there an accusation about the guy who played Barney? Really?
Really?
The guy who played Barney was a pedophile? Is that what you're saying?
That's what that rumor was. Right?
I have never heard this before.
Mm. I had neither. I'm just following.
Is this more than
just
a rumor?
I don't know. I didn't know him.
So it's just
I listened to the song, I Love You, You Love Me.
That is a shame. You know, if there's no evidence of the man playing Barney or woman, I mean, I don't know who's playing Barney.
Right.
But the person playing Barney is a pedophile. If there's no evidence of that, that's a horrible rumor to be spreading.
Around the same time, they were saying that the, what were those four little La La
Teletubbies,
and that one of them was gay. And
it's true, isn't it?
I don't know.
I heard that.
How do you know?
I've seen like news reports on that. That one I think is probably true.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Have you heard on the news?
I wasn't a parent, and I am not a parent, so I'm not intimately familiar with the Teletubbies. I was too old for them.
All right.
Same here.
Yeah, Faisal was into Teletubbies. He liked La La.
He's not still? When did he grow out of that?
He's about six.
He doesn't sleep with a Teletubby anymore?
No. Still sleeps with his Silky, though, I think.
What's that?
It was his lovey.
I don't know if I want to know what that means. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything you want. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the news updates. You can get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Aaron, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Aaron.
Good evening. Let's try this again.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, first of all, I'm from last night, and I want to congratulate you guys. Well, I don't know which one of you. I don't know your names personally.
That's all right.
Are you there?
I'm Ian, and we've got Bo and Michelle here as well.
Okay, well, I'd like to congratulate the one that tried to... well, first of all, I appreciate the fact that you guys let people speak. Unlike you, everybody's talking at the same time. You can't hear no one, you know. So that being said, I'd like to congratulate your co-worker there. We're trying to stop your other co-worker from walking over the cliffs of ignorance. He was unsuccessful. He tried to stop her a couple of times.
Wait. Let's just back this up. Are we doing a Michelle 7 is right thing? Because if you do, you've got to announce that.
I think he was saying that he's thanking me for calling you out last night, Michelle 7.
Aaron, what is it? Would you please be clear?
Aaron?
Oh, I can finish speaking now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. She was just curious as to who you were talking about.
I just didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to be rude and interrupt her while she was talking. No, what I was saying is that she made a statement last night that about that the only reason we voted for Obama is because he's black.
I never said the only reason.
I was in the middle of a sentence. I don't cut across no one. I appreciate the same courtesy. What I was saying was that you gave off this here vibe to me, which we usually get here in America, that the only reason a large percentage of black people voted for Obama is because it couldn't have been because we believed in his policies, it was just because we're too ignorant to do it for any other reason. You know, and then you backed him. He tried to back you away from that cliff.
Who is the we you're talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
No, we need to clarify. Who is the we you're talking about?
I'm trying to explain myself, but I keep getting interrupted by only you. What I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to prove a point. It was another gentleman called in after me. There was a gentleman called in after me, and you said, don't you believe us? And then this was even worse. You said there's a certain socioeconomic part of our society that voted for him because he's 60% black. What you're saying is, now you're saying that a certain economic status. I'm not poor. I got enough money to pay for every one of your salaries there tonight. You know?
I'm sure you can afford my salary here.
Oh, yes, I can.
Michelle doesn't get paid to come in, by the way, Aaron. She's
continue to bring these stereotypes, seem like it's embedded within you.
Yeah, I agree with you, Aaron. I'm completely on board with what you have to say. I think that that Michelle was out of line last night, and I called her out on it. But, you know, are you calling to rehash that tonight? Because I felt like I called her out on it pretty effectively last night.
I just want to congratulate you on stepping up doing the professional thing. And then I just wanted to ask her, why would she even go even farther after you said that with the next gentleman that called in? Which means it was like water on a duck's back. But some people you just can't save, I guess. But I just want, like I said, congratulate you guys on the good show for even accepting my call to even let me rebut.
Well, of course, Aaron. It's not a problem. Let's let Michelle go ahead and answer your question here. Michelle.
Is there an actual question?
No, I just wanted to make a statement and let you know that even though you might have been educated that way, brought up that way, to think a certain way, everybody's not a monolithic in our community.
I don't speak that way. I'm not making generalizations about an entire demographic. It has been my experience when I was down in Nashville, Tennessee, which is where I lived during the last election. I lived in the city in pretty much surrounded by an all-black community and lower-income area. I lived in Germantown, and it's down near the projects. And there were lots of people who said, I'm voting for Barack Obama because he's black.
You actually spoke to somebody who
told you
that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But there were lots of people.
Are you trying to tell me you never met no black that's successful and live in the suburbs?
First of all, let me tell you, my ex-husband is African. My kids are more African than Barack Obama. And so, yes, there were people that were saying both black and white. So I would have asked a white person if they said that they voted for Obama. I might have asked them if they voted for Obama because he was black. To make a distinction that Barack Obama has continued the same foreign policy that George Bush has had. He's also continued the bailouts. He has continued the same economic policy. There really is no clear distinction.
I cannot disagree with you on that, but it just seemed like it seemed to be a form of entertainment. And one point, and I get off here, and I appreciate your time. There was an elderly lady called in right after me, and you guys mistakenly thought she was talking about what can Obama do for black people. And when the other guy, she straightened her out, she wanted to say that he's a president for all the people. But before she said that, you specifically said, and I quote, when you thought she was talking about what he could do for black people, you said, I love you. Oh, this is the type of caller I want to hear.
I didn't say that's the type of caller that I want to hear. Hey, I don't mind you calling and telling me, trying to put me in line and everything. But if you're gonna, hey, you're talking over me now, so why don't you extend the same courtesy? I know.
Did not say I love you to that lady.
I did say I love you.
Why did you say that, Michelle? Because it certainly seemed. I think I understand completely.
Because
where
she
Aaron's
did make
from.
My point. She did say what he's going to do for the black community, and so I'm kind of fed up with this racial thing. I believe there's one race. There's a human race. I don't tend to refer to people in terms of color. I tend to refer to people in terms of flavor. I asked if you were dark chocolate. Right?
And that was—I think that's kind of, professionally rude. But I'm pretty sure you wouldn't understand that. What I'm saying is, that's just what you go up to your boss. If you went up to a Jewish, would you say ask somebody if they're Jewish, the same or something like that?
Yeah, no. I honestly, I think it's irrelevant what. You are as far as a race and everything. So,
you're talking over him, and he didn't yell at you for talking over him, nor did he yell at Ian for talking over him. Just yell at me. So maybe you don't like women.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Will you let Bo continue here?
My point proven.
No, I'm just saying it seems irrelevant. I think what type of like this label. Again, I agree with you, Michelle, when you say that it's all one race, human race, and everything. But at the same time, to ask what flavor are you, or are you chocolate or whatever, I think is irrelevant.
Dodgy. Yeah, it seems dodgy. Anyway, Aaron, I think you made some great points, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. Yeah, thank you guys, and that's what you would say. I don't mind her saying it. That's what you say in a setting like at a bar or something, not on a professional talk show.
Well, so I don't know how professional we are here. Nora.
So you don't mind that? So you mind the talk show, so it's the context. You
no,
mind
if,
me
you're
asking
a nice, if you're in a standing around people that you relax and comfortable with, I don't know you no more than you know me.
I relax and comfortable right now.
Well, I'll give her credit that, when you guys...
And let me end this on a nice note. I'm sitting up here naked as a jaybird right now. How about
that? Woo! Sexy. Oh, gosh. Now I'm being...
Well, there was some kind of sexual fun that you guys had last night with the whole question, the statement about your shadow is sweating. So it seemed like it was kind of a lighthearted call in the beginning. You remember that, right, Michelle? It was good stuff. Anyway, uh-huh. Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. It's Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, hey, who do you think
excuse
you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video of my flowers.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to make.
Wait, no, now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com here with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Bo.
And Michelle.
And you can also visit SACL CAI. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you should hook up with SACL CAI because they do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. So that way you can collect your money and keep them as clients down the line as well. SACL CAI. See their banner at the top of the banner column at freetalklive.com. Long time, big time supporter of Free Talk Live. Thanks to SACL CAI. As we go to your phone calls. By the way, though, coming up, what we can do, kind of in response to Aaron's call regarding Barack Obama, because that's what he called about last night. We kind of pointed out some of the ways in which Barack Obama is similar to George W. Bush, and he didn't really seem to want to believe it or really hear that part of the conversation. And so I've got actually 100 ways, and I don't think we're going to get through them all, but we'll go through some of them, 100 ways that Barack Obama is just like George W. Bush. But first, we'll go to Bill listening in Indy to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Can I talk to Michelle for a second? I like her.
She's right here.
Okay, Michelle, now do I take it you like your coffee black?
Actually, I like a little bit of cream.
That's what I was going to say. I like a little cream in my coffee. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding with you. Why are we so sexually messed up in this country? I mean, we're such hypocrites.
You're sexually messed up.
Well, we're so inconsistent. Like, the first thing that comes to my mind is all you men out there, you don't want your daughters to have sex until they're 30 years old, but you want your sons to have it at 15.
Really? I don't.
You're not a man. You're not. He said all you men.
Oh, I, okay.
You know, and then you women, you use this sex as you withhold it to get whatever you want. I don't know what it is that you're after, but it's like a weapon against men. It's like a tool.
Well,
like,
now hold on a second. Don't
you guys value it?
Right. Don't men open themselves up to that by being so desperate for it?
Well, yeah, they don't know how to play poker very well.
Well, right. So I don't think that's the woman's fault. I mean, if she's bringing something that's desirable to the table.
If he could poke her better, then he probably would have a better deal.
Yeah, I think the men are at fault in that particular arrangement because
they make it too obvious. You got to play the reverse psychology. You know, please don't throw me in the briar patch. Isn't that the old fable? Like, well, here's the way I use. I always say, well, I'm not sure I like girls. You know, I've never been with a girl before, and then the girl all of a sudden like wants to,
she wants to convert you.
You got it. Have a good one, you guys.
Good call, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's a good
approach.
He's
kind of naughty.
But no, I mean, I think that he's right as far as stereotypes are concerned. Certainly, women know they have something that men desire very much. And if men weren't so desirous of that, if they could control themselves, then maybe it would be a more equitable situation when it comes to who holds the cards in sex. If a man was offering something that a woman desired, then maybe both people would come to the table on a more equal playing field.
My husband and I used to have a fun game, and I mean, like we both laughed about it, but it was serious because men and women tend to have a different sex drive. And
is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, for example, I hear that teenage boys, masturbate about 5 times a day. Is
that true, too? I heard that, too, when I was growing up. For me, it wasn't true. But then again, I guess I don't have the same sex drive as the average person.
I think it's going to depend on all kinds of factors. No.
How many times a day do you masturbate?
A day?
You don't masturbate at least once a day?
Not every day, no.
Okay.
So
I'm
you're saying you've
really
got a higher sex drive. You're saying you've got a higher sex drive then, right?
I guess so.
I think it's going to...
Everybody's different.
Oh, right, dear. Exactly. You can't. I don't think you can lump it up to say every guy's going to be this way and every girl's going to be this way. I think it's dependent on the individual. So.
But what were you going to say?
Yeah,
there may be some general
sometimes
rules.
Sometimes he just needed a, I need something right now, and it was an indication to stop whatever you're doing.
Hmm.
And he'd say, CC? And I'd say, BJ? And he was offering me his credit card.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we were married, and it was, fun, and it was like, and it was fun, and, it was like... I could be
is
in the
Is it prostitution
middle.
If you're married and you still have sex for money?
Well, actually, I got accused by his lawyer of being a prostitute, of prostituting myself to him.
If prostitution is having sex for money.
Right, exactly. The claim was that's how I got my house, was that I...
You gave enough BJs.
Well, yeah, that I made love to my husband and he signed the house over to me. I'm like, well, that's true.
A deal's a deal.
The lawyer said, well, that's not fair. I'm like, well, I'm just that good. What are you gonna say? I mean, like, I was actually in tears. I was actually really upset by that, but but now I can laugh about it.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, we'll talk to you about sex, we'll talk to you about Barack Obama, George W. Bush, whatever it is that you want to discuss. 1-855-450-3733. But I think, sex drives, I don't know if you're built with them or, you're born with them or where that comes from, but definitely... each person's an individual, and I think obviously drives can come and go too. So some people probably, hornier at certain times as opposed to other times, and how those ebbs and flows work out with each individual, I guess it all depends. 855-450.
Taking your vitamins, Bo.
That's supposed to mean. So we'll continue here, and you can bring up anything you want. Now then, Bush 2.0, 100 Ways, Barack Obama is just like George W. Bush. The article's a little bit on the old side, but it doesn't mean it's any less accurate. It's about probably several months old at this point. Number one, Iraq. We should have known in 2008 that we wouldn't see any real change from the Obama administration. This website, by the way, is humblelibertarian.com. Despite campaigning for the U.S. Senate in 2004 on a platform of voting against Bush's war budgets, when he became a senator, Obama voted for every single one of Bush's requests to continue funding war in the Middle East. Apparently, his streak of broken promises started long before campaigning for the White House. And then right off the bat, in February of 2009, a mere month into his administration, Obama revealed a phony withdrawal plan that would take 3 months longer than promised and leave a whopping 50,000 troops in Iraq out of the 135,000 that were there when he assumed the office. 8 months later, in October of 2009, 131,000 troops remained in Iraq, and Obama sent another 1,000 at the request of theater commanders. Number two, first surge in Afghanistan. You think Iraq was bad? It gets better. Mr. Hope and Change kicked off his presidency with a 17,000 troop surge to Afghanistan in February of 2009. That's 17,000 troops, and don't defend him. Don't say it was necessary to help win the war there. You would not have defended Bush, and you know it. Mr. Obama started his presidency by radically escalating Bush's war. So those are two big ones. But there's more. Number three, the second surge in Afghanistan. By December of 2009, less than a year into his presidency, Obama decided to outdo even himself and send another whopping 30,000 troops to Afghanistan. By this point, al-Qaeda was scattered and devastated. Our troops were fighting overseas, someone else's civil war, not defending our freedoms or our safety. Number four, a phony Afghan withdrawal. In June of 2011, Obama announced a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, and true to form, it was as phony as his Iraq withdrawal. Even if he stays on schedule and makes the most radical withdrawal on the table by the end of 2012, which would be 30,000 troops, there would still be more than twice as many troops as there were in January of 2009 when Obama took office. Only in the Orwellian world of U.S. foreign policy could something like that be called a withdrawal. Again, these are the 100 ways Barack Obama is just like George W. Bush. He continued the Bush policies of warmongering. He continued Bush's...
The Patriot Act.
Absolutely. He's reinstated Patriot Act provisions, has increased the power of the executive office.
Guantanamo Bay is still open.
Right, even though he promised he was going to shut it down. I mean, this...
The drug war.
Please.
Drone
really.
Strikes.
In fact, right here, number five, Michelle, you don't have this list in front of you, do you?
Nope.
The rise of drone warfare.
Smart, yeah.
Obama administration's continued and extensive use of weaponized aerial drones to bomb enemy targets in countries throughout the Middle East, sometimes resulting in the deaths of dozens of civilians at a time when the drone operators or intelligence makes a mistake, has touched off a drone arms race with the rest of the world, most notably China. Number six, bombing campaign in Yemen. Bush bombed in Yemen, but Obama really stepped it up. Bombing campaign in Somalia, number seven. Number eight, bombing campaign in Pakistan. Nine, bombing campaign in Libya. I mean, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're telling yourself a story about Barack Obama and how different he is, I don't know if you're really paying attention. 1-855-450-3733. Criminals are criminals, and in this case, politicians are all the same. There's very, very little difference between these people.
Made legitimate by you.
More coming up.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.